7:33 right now, and I'd like to welcome Keith Klein and Wayne Miller to the show this morning from Northern Nebraska Special Youth Challenge with and Family Fun Days. Man, this is a sportster's dream.
Yeah, it's something we do every year. We're a ministry that raises money to take special needs youth and give them free hunting and fishing trips. And
nice.
Not only is this our main fundraiser, but it's a lot of fun, too, for the family to come out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of with a guy that has a disability, hence the reason everybody kind of like, Walker, what do you have a four-wheeler for when you get a motorcycle? Well, because of my balance, I have to have a four-wheeler. But it looks to me like we've got a 10 and 5K fun run and a silent auction. Why don't you tell us what's going on with the silent auction there? It looks like we got guns. The auction has something for everyone. Wow.
Right. It's kind of geared for outdoor stuff, but there is something for everyone. We'll have a silent auction that'll go from 1 to 6, I believe. Mm-hmm. But then after our supper at 6, we'll have a live auction, and that's when most of the guns will be on there. I guess Wayne here, I'll let him talk a little bit about the guns. They're kind of the draw for the auction. So, Wayne, if you'd want to.
Yeah, in the community we live in where everybody loves to hunt, a gun is not a taboo.
Right.
And yeah, we appreciate that. And we went out a little bit early and got some guns coming in, one or two that were donated, and then we get other guns to put on the auction. And right now the shelves are pretty empty if you ever go to a gun store. So we're pretty blessed. We're thankful that we have some guns to sell. And some of what we have is we have a commemorative Golden Boy 22 that is custom engraved, deer and turkeys, I believe, this year, and it's got SYC on the gun. They go really well, but it is, Golden Boys are cherished anyway. And then we have we're a little heavy on the Henrys this year, but we have a Henley Long Ranger, they call it. It's a 6.5 Creedmoor, which is almost kind of the death of the 308, you might say, but not quite. But the Creedmoors have been doing well, and then we've had some that love their lever actions, and we have a Henry Long Ranger in that. They're supposed to shoot really well. We have, for a shotgun, the TriStar, we have a 12-gauge over and under. And also for the long-range crowd, we have the Savage Valkyrie in a 224. It's a semi-auto AR-style platform. We have another Henry Golden Boy in a 17 HMR. Now, those are hard to find or have been in the past. And we're lucky to grab one of them early. A Remington 700 BDL in a 270. That's the one with the walnut stock. The one that if you can't go hunting, at least you can hang on your wall and have something pretty up there.
Sure.
They're really pretty rather than just the black synthetics.
Yeah.
And another Golden Boy in a kind of going retro on this with a 4570. We've had some interest in several guys wanting to take their 4570s either bear hunting or deer hunting or just for some of the nostalgia, but they are a really good weapon for hunting.
Yeah.
And long range being kind of the up and coming thing, we have a couple Savage 110 Tacticals, and they are the ones that I've known of have been shooting really well. One of them, and also in a 6.5 Creedmoor, but then we also have one in that 6.5 PRC precision rifle cartridge that they've really been touting for long range hunting. Minimal recoil and excellent performance. For handguns, we got a couple. We have a SR9 in a 9mm Ruger, and then we have a Ruger SR1911 in a 45, and then we do have one more 17 HMR in a Ruger A17, which is a semi-auto, and we may or may not have one or two more by auction time. If somebody wants to donate one, we'll sure get it on there for sure. But those we know we have, and we are, quite frankly, very lucky to have them, that we could have them for this auction.
Yeah, now looking at this flyer here, this is a sportsmen and women's paradise. I mean, yes. Wow. I'm looking at the flyer, for those of us who like to stay fit, there's a 10K, 5K run. Then you've got, we talked about the guns and auction. There's also some other stuff, Canadian flying fishing trips, a bass fishing trip. Keith or Wayne, tell us more about what's going on with those events and things.
Yeah, we were very, on the Canadian fishing trip, the man that owns the lodge up in Canada actually takes one of our hunters and gives him a free trip every year, and he donates a trip for our auction. Nice. And this is the real deal. You will drive about an hour north of the border to Nestor Falls, and you will get in a float plane and fly back in, and you'll spend 5 days of gourmet meals and fishing.
Wow.
And it's just, my wife and I have been on it 3 or 4 times, and it's just an awesome experience.
Sounds like it.
Wonderful people. You will not be using outdoor toilets and wondering how you're going to take a shower. It is really nice amenities, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's really a highlight. And then Randy Anderson and Sean Hayden have been very popular with the coyote calling crowd. Randy's been donating a hunt every year, and Justin Rouse here from O'Neill is going to do the bass fishing trip up on Lake Sharp, and Russ Wentworth does a bobcat trip. They've had very good success the last few years, and all four of them are really neat trips.
Yeah.
And one thing that's kind of different on these four are going to be offered. If you can't make it to the auction, we're going to try to do a Facebook Live, I think, for these four events. So okay. If you can't make it, we will...
Tune in on Facebook. Where can they find your Facebook page?
Our Facebook page is SYC of Northern Nebraska.
Okay.
And, but yeah, these are the real things. That Canadian trip is amazing, and just heard good things about all of them.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. There is sometimes we'll have a goose hunt, and I know there is another coyote hunt, a local coyote hunt that's given or sold to, and sometimes we'll get a donated goose hunt. So we're not sure that we have everything on here, but we do know we have these for sure.
Man, this is I'm just wow. All I can say is, where's the Outdoor Channel filming? You have a lot of events going on both days. A Saturday from 10 to 5, trap shoot, 3D archery shoot. Keith, Wayne, whoever wants to take it from there, tell us some of the events that are coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we try to make this thing to be a family event, so mm-hmm. we try to keep the prices down so that you can bring your kids and enjoy the archery, the trap shooting, tomahawk throws, fast draw, just a lot of fun stuff for the whole family to do. And it's located down there at Camp Witness, excuse me, on Pine Creek. Just a beautiful setting.
It's real easy to find, too, isn't it? Right off of Highway 20 there?
Right off of Highway 20. There'll be signs up there. Mm-hmm. Sunday, there's not quite as much activity, but we do have a community or a free breakfast, pancake and sausage from 8 to 10. And then we're going to have a community church service that'll be just to thank the Lord for what he's done the day before. And Toby and Scotty Clark are going to be handling the music in the service. So we're really looking forward to that, too.
It sounds like a lot of fun both days. And again, for those of us who are concerned about COVID-19, there will be guidelines followed at this event. So it's, you know, if you just want to come out and watch, hey, come on.
You know?
And there's going to also be a dinner. Let me see, a live auction at 7. There's going to be the Saturday evening meal for a free will offering at 6 p.m.
Yeah, in the gym there, we're going to be able to spread out pretty good. And I think we can follow the COVID as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And we will take the precautions of serving the meal. It's kind of unfortunate that we live in a time right now where that's the way it is, but that's just the way it is, and we're going to do the best we can to keep everybody safe.
Now, this is going to be at Camp Witness in Long Pine, Nebraska, Saturday and Sunday, August 22nd and 23rd, so you want to mark your calendar on that. Visit the Facebook page, SYC of Northern Nebraska. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now, I see the phone numbers here, but I'll let you gentlemen give the phone numbers if anybody wants to call, has any questions, would like to... need more information or perhaps donate.
Okay. One thing I'd like to say is that since we've started, we have taken kids from 6 different states now, and we will have approximately 20 to 25 kids in an event, and it takes about 100 volunteers. Mm-hmm. And everything for these families are provided, the camo, the license, the guides, the food and lodging, and it doesn't cost these parents a thing. So this fundraiser is a big deal for us.
Sure.
This determines where we go next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think it's for a very good cause. We're all volunteer and donation-based. There's nobody on staff. Mm-hmm. We're just a bunch of average Joes and Janes that have got together, and these kids have stolen our heart.
Yeah.
And
those kids appreciate getting out like that because, when I was a kid with special needs, just a real quick background, and then I'll turn back. I was told I was never going to walk or do a job like this. Hmm. I was told I was going to have in-home care 24 hours a day. But you know, when kids are confined to wheelchairs or braces or, you know, walkers, they love that kind of stuff because they want to feel normal, and this gives them a great opportunity to do so.
So very well put. That's actually a comment we've had several times is, I get to be normal.
Yeah.
Go for the weekend. Yeah. And they just love it, and they love to come back, and the fellowship they have with each other, they look forward to meeting each other again at each hunt.
And I'll bet you guys get some really glean-looking eyeballs, don't you? Like, wow, this is cool. I like this.
Well, just a small thing. You know, we process all the meat when if they shoot a deer, and there's a young man that's been in a wheelchair his entire life, and he took home 60 pounds of quality meat to his family, and he said, this is the first time I've been able to contribute. Everybody just gives to me. Now I can pay back some. And just little things like that make this all worth.
It's karma at its finest. What goes around comes around. You guys, thanks so much for putting this on, and you do this every year. Is that right?
It's been an annual event since we started, yes.
We do a deer and a turkey hunt.
Well, Keith, Wayne, do you guys have any final thoughts before we let you go this morning?
We can always need, I'm in charge of the guides. We generally need 2 to 3 guides per kid. We need women. If there's a girl hunter or a girl guardian, we'd like another woman in the blind. So somebody like you, for instance, could be a blessing in the blind.
Well, then I'll tell you what. You just come around here. I'll get you my phone number. We'll talk.
And
you know,
anybody,
I don't have experience with that, but, you know, let's give it a shot.
You don't need experience. You just need to care.
You need that's exactly right.
We'll take care of the experience because you won't be in there by yourself.
Okay.
But we will take all the volunteers if they want to give us a call. We need to get them worked in.
Good deal. Now, give us your phone numbers one more time to get a hold of you gentlemen so that people can...
Okay, my phone number is 402-832-5979 is my home phone, and just leave a message. And if I could add to Wayne a little bit, too, if somebody out there knows of a youth that does have special needs that thinks that they would enjoy this ministry, just have them give me a call, and we'll start the process rolling and see what we can work out.
Keith, Wayne, yes?
And
Wayne.
I was going to say my phone number is 402-995-1936. And that if you would like to be a guide or have those questions down that line, that would be the number to call.
Thank you guys for coming in this morning. We appreciate that. Looking forward to this event. Keith Klein and Wayne Miller from the Special Youth Challenge from Northern Nebraska. SYC Family Fun Day is taking place next Saturday and Sunday, August 22nd and 23rd at Camp Witness in Long Pine, Nebraska. Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. My pleasure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the birthday club next.